Hey, greetings, everyone. I am Dr. Tommy Watson. Welcome to another episode of Resilient Stories Podcast. We share the grit and glory behind the stories of amazing people like you who have bounced back from adversity and failure to go and live the best lives on purpose. Today's show is being sponsored by Million Dollar Business Pathway. We believe everyone has a story to tell and to sell. You want to learn how to tell and sell your story, go to tawatson.com under the Million Dollar Business Pathway to get started. And you're going to get a chance to learn how to tell your story. So, folks, are you guys ready for another amazing episode today? Joining me, I have the one and only Dr. Yvonne Young. How you doing, sir? Welcome to the show.
Hey, man. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure to have you on. For the folks who may not know you out there, can you just briefly introduce yourself and let people know how to, I think, go about following you as well?
Well, it's my name is Dr. D. Yvonne Young. So the D is an initial. Yvonne is spelled just like Ivan, last name is Young. You could just Google me, I'm everywhere. If you go and you watch TEDx talks or whatever, I've done a few of those. But the long story short, I'm easy to find.
Yeah, that's good. Folks find him. He's very, very motivational out there as well. So Dr. Yvonne, as you know, the podcast centers on bringing amazing people like yourself on, have you kind of walk us through one of your most difficult times. I know recently, man, you've had to walk through a very, very difficult time in your life that's really strengthened your faith. And you've been a huge blessing to a lot of folks out there. So talk to us about what's happened to you recently, last year or two?
Yeah. About a year ago, I was in the process of doing some self-improvement. And while at the dentist, they noticed something that they refer to as banding on the inside of my right jaw. So the dentist asked me, he said, well, do you smoke? I'm like, no, I haven't done that in 20, 25, 30 years. They said, well, do you use tobacco products? And I'm like, no. They said, well, these bands, these little bands we see in your mouth, they typically are an indication of cancer. Wow. So I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Well, dude, I work out 6 days a week.
Right.
I walk or run about maybe 20 miles a week. I lift weights every day for about an hour and a half. So mm-hmm. I know damn well I'm not doing anything that would malfeasance any more to my health, you know. So they said, well, let's take a biopsy. They did it, came back negative. So I proceeded. Getting ready to go get a couple of implants in my mouth, and went had the second procedure. They checked it again. Okay, you're good. Negative.
Okay. Wow.
So then I started noticing where they did one of my surgeries. It wasn't healing properly, and I, you know, at that time I'm flying back and forth to Central California, seeing clients and patients every month, and. And I have a very healthy practice in coaching and still lecturing, still doing all this. But I kept noticing, okay, this throat thing. And now when I swallow food, it's irritating. Well, long story short, getting ready to have this next procedure. And my endodontist said, I don't like the way that looks. Let's biopsy that again. Well, this time it's cancer.
Wow.
And at that point, I was, you know, everything that's happened to me that most people would go like, oh, yeah, have you lost your damn mind? Like I got diagnosed with diabetes maybe 15 years ago.
Wow.
That was really a blessing.
Sure.
Because the diabetes caused me to start becoming much more assertive in my working out.
Absolutely.
Watching what I eat
mm-hmm.
and what have you. But just to be honest, I was still eating too much damn cake and pie and doing Absolutely. Whatever. But I was managing my health.
Yeah.
So here comes this cancer thing. And one day I'm walking through the park. And typically when I work out or do outside cardio or indoor cardio, I pray.
Mm-hmm.
I meditate. I visualize. I use the things that create manifestation, so to speak. And what I found myself doing was going back and forth with my feelings around this cancer thing. You know, typically on my public figure page on Facebook, there are about a million people to about a little over a half million every month that interact with that content at that time, especially. And on, you know, 3 million views on my TED Talks, you know, I mean, I have a significant presence and online and through various mediums and what have you. So I was putting out these messages that said, whatever God brings in your life, it's happening for a reason.
Sure.
Trust God.
Yeah.
Now, you know, while walking 4 and 5 miles, the closer I got to having to go to MD Anderson, which is like the number one cancer treatment research hospital in the world, I was blessed to be here. And the closer I got, you know, I realized, you know, I was thinking, you know, I'm doing my research and they have this thing called proton laser therapy, which, you know, my naivety, I'm a behavioral doc and I finished pre-med and all that. But in my naivety, I thought, okay, you just go for some proton treatments, lay on this thing and it's going to dissolve it. No big deal.
Sure.
Well, I got the proton therapy later, but here's what happens in between then and this. Now I'm getting about a month. I went to the CD oncologist, the dental oncologist and the head and neck oncologist. And they said, well, what you have is a rare cancer and you will have to have surgery. Well, I've never had surgery in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had a private insurance company. You know, I don't work for anybody. I'm in private practice.
Sure.
Well, when I started looking at my insurance, it was not going to pay the money to take care of my needs. I mean, it just, you know, you're talking about a surgery that'd be upwards of $100,000+, proton treatment, $100,000+, you know, this ain't no cheap stuff.
Sure.
And right then I started having all these emotions of fear, anxiety. Mm. But I'm steady doing my messages, having reshares in the hundreds and thousands and telling people, trust God.
Right.
It's okay. And then I found myself one day just confronted with the fact that, you know what? I feel like a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Because on one level, I have all this evidence throughout my life that God's had my back.
Absolutely.
I live a life. I'm in the top 2%, top 1% of, if we say globally, in my profession, I'm the top Black life coach in the world right now. And that's not me saying that. That's, I have more credentials. I have a higher income, blah, 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 than most African-American males. Very few of them have my credentials globally, my combined credentials. That's 0.001%, right? My income, that's 0.001% again. So I got fruit to say God's got his hands on me because I didn't do, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Do I study? Yes, fervently. Do I put in the work? Yes. But there's a place between putting in work and studying that grace comes in. Sure. And then an anointing comes in and a gift comes in. And, you know, if you read the word, it says, your talents bring you before great men. Your gifts make room for you. So I'm proof, right? But even with all that, I found myself on this particular day questioning my own commitments and beliefs, because if you know all of this, why in the hell are you still having fears?
Yeah.
I've never been put under anesthesia. So, you know, at that point, your fears start talking to you like, what if they put your ass to sleep and you don't wake up?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What if when they do this, it's worse, they find out it's worse than what they telling you? You know, just all this stuff is going through my head.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's when I realized that I'm being empathetic with my patients, my clients,
mm-hmm.
people that I put in my path. I was being empathetic with everybody but me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when God said, I could hear it in an audible voice almost said to me, it's okay to be scared. I got you.
Yeah. Wow.
Now I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if you're watching this podcast right now. You're not watching this by accident. Mm-hmm. I've had people, and anybody that follows me knows that I'll say, damn it, and then pray. You know, so I'm not a religious guy. I'm a very spiritual man. I'm very prayerful, but I'm not religious. Being honest, I don't even get along with religious people. I don't like people that are sanctimonious. But I think if you have evidence, mm-hmm. I think it speaks for itself. You don't have to hide behind the platitudes of being pious and holier than thou. So I'm speaking to those of you right now who are like me that probably still use foul language at red lights. And when somebody upsets you, somebody that probably still has some boxes unchecked and some regrets. So if that's you, and especially if your ass is going through something right now, and you're watching this, this is not a coincidence. You know, I don't do very many interviews anymore. I'm very selective about what podcast I'll do. And Dr. Watson, something told me do his podcast. So this, again, this message is for you.
Yeah.
Now here's what I'm going to show you so you can have something other than some woo spiritual stuff that I'm going to say. First, I mentioned the insurance earlier. Well, just so happened, I had to get a better insurance plan than the one I had. Mm-hmm. Thank God I had a small, thriving practice and employees mm-hmm. 2 weeks prior to having to do all these CAT scans and PET scans with contrast and MRIs and the countless times and volumes of blood work that they did and imaging and all these different oncology teams from dental to thoracic to reconstructive, microvascular, all of this stuff. That's a lot of money,
sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. God bless me to have the right insurance guy who said, Doc, let me research what insurance works with that system.
Yeah.
Because every hospital, just because you have Blue Cross and Blue Shield or Aetna, whatever you've got, they may have 20 different plans sure. that are particular, especially these big dollar, high dollar medical groups use. So mm-hmm. if you don't have the right plan, you're going to be out of some money and in debt.
Right.
God bless me to have this young brother that happened to give me the right plan for that particular hospital. But see, it didn't stop there. Some of my previous and existing clients and patients happened to be medical directors and quality control people at hospitals. In other words, all they do is look at damn contracts and, you know, and what have you. And they've read a 50, 75 page insurance contract for me. I had three different people vet which one I should get. Then the day that I was decided to get it, my insurance guy came back and said, well, you know, are you a C Corp LLC? And we need to fine tune some legal stuff with you because we want to make sure that you meet the due diligence. Mm-hmm. Well, that day he went to the hospital with COVID. Wow. And that afternoon, they admitted him into intensive care. But while he was in between getting checked in and going to intensive care, he followed through on my paperwork to make sure I got underwritten. Then the people at my insurance plan, they rushed my stuff through, and something that would typically take 30 days took 4 days.
Wow.
So I'm showing you where you wonder, is God working?
That's right.
Here's evidence in a business environment. Now some of you go, yeah, well, see, Doc, you have resources. Well, no, first of all, I don't have enough resources to control a multi-billion dollar insurance company. I also don't have resources to control the calendar, because if I had acted one day later, my guy would have been out of reach for me, because he would have been in the hospital with COVID, and I would not have been able to talk to him had I not been going to go see this dentist and having this implant thing explored. I would have never known that I had something that was not painful, that wasn't giving me any symptoms, that was a warning sign. So when I went check and went to deal with it, it just so happened I went to the same hospital that I would later go to. Now, here's the big thing. The thing that was the source of my issue is called lichen planus, and it is a rare condition. It just so happens the number one researcher in the world happened to be a colleague of the dental surgeon that I went to, and they just happened to be friends.
Wow.
And she and he just said, let me call her personally, because this ain't somebody you can pick up a phone and call. And it just so happens that she's the person that did my surgery.
Wow.
And it just so happens that they had what they had to do is it's called a free fibula procedure. So the bone between your knee and your ankle, the one in the back, the one in the front's the tibula, the back is the fibula. Huh? It is a non-load-bearing bone. Long story short, they had to cut my face open, cut my throat, go in my mouth, remove the cancer. And then this procedure is called a free fibula mandibulectomy. They had to remove this bone, and they took the bone from my leg and put it in my face.
Wow.
They took muscle and endothelial tissue from that part of the leg where they harvested the bone to reconstruct the inside of my mouth. Now, as you look at me, you can't really see it. And the little bit of, this is just something that's not even going to be present in a year. This surgery is four months old now.
Sure.
But the point I'm making is showing you that even though I was frightened, I was terrified.
Yeah.
God had already put me in a position.
That's right. Yeah.
To be at the number one cancer hospital in the world.
Yeah.
That had perfected and invented the technique that they needed to do.
Yeah.
To not only remove this cancer, but to reconstruct my face. Because if this hadn't been done, you've seen people who have probably had a disfigurement in their face because of cancer, and their face is sunk in a little bit to one side or whatever, or and that just gets worse, because then your bite never lines up, and you know, as you age, it just more disfigured. Well, my surgeons in surgery, one of them said to the, well, they had seven surgical teams because they had to do all of these complex procedures, remove the cancer. They had to pull some teeth, remove bone, harvest the bone, put the bone in, do reconstructive surgery, microvascular surgery, reconnecting the nerves and the veins and all of this. I mean, just, and so, you know, this is, I was in surgery for 12 and a half hours.
Wow.
Now, here's the other part. I told you I worked out 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
I just had my 60th birthday in June.
Wow.
Right?
You're good, man.
And because every Sunday I ran 5 miles and then did leg day for an hour and a half after running 5 miles. And I've been doing that for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Because I worked out every day, the head of oncology at MD Anderson said, most of our patients do not look like you. He said, I would have never guessed that you were 59 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you still have a six pack.
That's good.
And you're chiseled.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, on the outside, people could look at that and be like, well, shit, brother looks like an athlete. He was an athlete, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, the greater truth is God knew that this was going to probably be in my path. Now here's where, and again, I'm not being religious, I'm keeping it 100.
Sure.
The word tells you that you will see affliction. Rain falls on the just and the unjust is what it says. But see, the deal is if you are in covenant with God and you are doing what you should be doing with what you've been given, meaning being a good steward over your health, being a good steward over your life. It doesn't mean you're not going to go through some S You know what I'm saying? I went through some S with a capital S and a capital T. But the truth of it is, God had prepared me to where, you know, my fear, I told you, was being put under. What if I don't wake up? And the I met with the head of anesthesiology at MD Anderson. He said, Dr. Young, he said, the shape you're in, he said, all you're going to do is go to sleep and wake up.
Mm-hmm.
He said, anesthesiology has three goals for you: to not remember anything, anterior grade amnesia, before you go to sleep,
mm-hmm.
not to feel anything while we have you under, and then to bring you out of that with all of your function,
mm-hmm.
cognitively and mentally,
yeah.
after surgery. He said, because of your health, this surgery is a walk in the park for you. Now, again, see, what I hadn't said yet, and I'm going to share, is that my prayer was, God, since I got to go through it, if you're not going to remove it,
yeah.
give me the ability to tolerate it.
Yeah.
Where I can tolerate it with reasonable ease. I said, the second thing, if you're going to have me go through this, God, give me the ability to convalesce and heal without loss. Because, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, if I don't hunt,
sure.
I don't eat.
Right. Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Man, Doc, let me tell you something. I made 20% more money this year.
Yeah.
than I did the year before. Now, just stop and think about what I'm saying. COVID, cancer.
Yeah.
And I'm laid up, bro.
Yeah.
And then the proton therapy thing. Insurance companies never want to pay. They want to keep money. They want to charge you money and pay out as little as possible.
Sure.
So when it came time, proton therapy, only 1% of cancer patients in the world have access to proton therapy. So for those of you that don't know, proton therapy is like radiation therapy, but the radiation in the past would go through here and come out here, killing and damaging cells in its path. Proton therapy targets to within a fraction of a millimeter, meaning the tip of this ink pen, or smaller than the tip of that pen, and targets only that tissue and the proximal area, meaning that it doesn't go any further than it has to.
Wow.
So it doesn't go through your skin damaging things that aren't defective or are infected or contaminated or what have you, right? Well, we had to go through 3 appeals.
Hmm.
Fighting with this insurance company to the point it went to an internal review board.
Wow.
And finally, again, somebody could say, yeah, but Doc, no, but Doc, my butt. It just so happened that I happened to be at the number one cancer research facility in the world with the leading 2 doctors in the world, the one that basically leads everything for proton therapy in the United States and has appeared before subcommittees in Congress. And what have you. And also the number one researcher and surgeon was my surgeon. So when they submitted my file and they kept trying to turn it down, it ended up through a medical review board. And I got a phone call saying, we have decided that this case is ruled in your favor and the insurance company must.
Yes.
As I told you, they had denied it. Yes. So just because man says no.
That's right.
When God puts you around the right people,
that's right.
His power will overcome whatever system is resistant and it must submit, right?
That's right.
Now, here's the last part I didn't tell you, is between the time of going in for surgery and fooling with this damn insurance company, my cancer advanced to stage 4.
Wow.
So you're looking at a guy that just not only beat stage 4 cancer. I don't have it. I'm good. I'm totally healthy.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
But after the fact, my blood pressure is 117 over 70. My pulse is about 65. My A1C is 5.9. In other words, I came out of cancer and better health and better condition than before when I went in and was working out this time last year.
Wow.
My A1C was 7-something. I damn sure my cholesterol was elevated. You know, yes, total cholesterol should be beneath 200. Your triglycerides should be under 150. Your LDL should be below 70 or 60. And your HDL should be around 70, 80. My numbers now are better than they were going in. So here's my message to who's listening to this right now. Don't let the circumstances fool you. The question you have to ask yourself is, God, if you've allowed this divorce, if you allowed me, God forbid and God bless you, to lose your baby or your husband or your wife that you've only been married a couple of years, you've been let go of from a job and these bastards actually had you train the person that replaced you. If you have been in whatever situation has created turmoil in your life or disruption in your life, because I think what I just shared with you represents turmoil and disruption. If it doesn't, me and you need to have a long talk because you've been listening. But the truth is, the only way you have transformation is through disruption. And my message to you is, you were praying or worried, one of the two. I hope your ass was praying, but you may have just been worried. Whatever the reason, somebody told you, you need to listen to this podcast today. You don't know who in the hell Dr. Tommy Watson is. You have no clue. You damn sure haven't heard of me either. And you probably aren't even a person of color. So you listening, looking at these two Negroes going, why am I looking at these two black guys? Whatever. But the bottom line, I'm old enough to say Negroes. It would be a politically correct. But the point I'm making is, you are here for a reason. My advice to you is, stop complaining about these circumstances and be grateful they're present. More advice. Take some quiet time, because you're so busy talking when you pray that you don't listen. And a conversation means that you got to shut up and listen. You can't do all the talking. You got to allow God to speak back to you while you're whining and crying.
Yes.
And third, remember, faith without works is dead. So you may be on your knees, but you need to get off your butt and off your knees and go walk and take action. And in some cases, you may need to do what I do. Go get a checkup. I mean, if you, I don't care what race you are, go get a checkup. I don't care what gender you are. Go take care of your health. You have $1 million. You ain't got your health. You ain't got nothing.
That's right.
Second thing, ask, okay, God, why, if this is here, what is it here to teach me? See, my walk with this last evolution, that's what I'm going to call it, it helped me to understand the relevance of my position when working with people who are led to me. It helped me to understand that, yeah, I may have 3 million views on my TED Talks. I may have 1 million people engage my content on social media platforms. I may have a thriving practice. I may speak globally, but how am I doing with the one person that I'll never see again, that waited on me at this restaurant a minute ago? Or how am I doing with the person when I saw their name on my calendar, I went, oh shit, you know, well, how am I doing with the loved one that I'm taking for granted, that puts up with all my idiosyncrasies and all of my whims and peculiarities? How am I doing with giving back from what I've been given.
Yeah.
So the message again to you is, look for the meaning in what you call in the mess.
Yeah.
And if you find the meaning, you will find a message and not a mess.
That's right. Boy, Dr. Young, that is so powerful. I mean, my spirit is jumping over here, man. I want people to realize that. You're talking stage 4 cancer, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Stage 4 cancer. And you look at how God aligned different things for it to work out in favor of Dr. Young here. Dr. Young, I do have a question for you, though. I want you to go back to your darkest day as you were going through this moment here. What kept you fighting? What kept you fighting? What kept you, what didn't make you give up on that day?
Well, first, I'm never going to give up because I'm not, you know, I ain't built that way. My motto is, if I get in a fight with a bear, help the bear, you know. Second is, I got too much evidence. You know, I'm an adopted child. My mother gave me up at 11 months old, not because she was a bad mother. I love that woman. She just passed. But she loved me enough to try to make sure I could do better than her other children that she had. You know, it's always been something or someone that God would send my way. At 11 months old, it was my mother's Aunt Edna and Uncle Mac. And at 5 years old, it was her daughter saying, me and Cicero don't have any children. You know, at 40 years old, it was Dr. Elwin Lee, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee's husband, my mentor and dear friend at Vice Chancellor, now Vice President of the University of Houston system. And it just, so many people, I can't name them all. It was a guy you may have heard of named T.D. Jakes and his guy, his right-hand dude, Lawrence Robinson, you know, right after when my mother was dying. So there's always been someone who was sent.
Yeah.
And what I learned is that this wasn't going to be no different. Now, when I was in that park, I had a couple of days, even in the gym. I don't know this little white dude's name now, but me and this guy, we would just kind of nod and spot each other, working out, adapt each other. And one day, about a week out from my surgery, I was sitting over there with a tear coming out of my eye. So I was sitting on this Smith press. That's that bench press that has the rack that, you know, steadies where you can go straight up and down. And he saw me, walked over, he said, man, you all right? And I looked at him and I said, yeah, but just the fact that he walked over and touched me and said, you all right? You know, it's like just little bitty, God doesn't need to throw you over the fence. He just needs to give you this for your foot to get in it, right? But you need to be climbing the damn fence. But he ain't going to do this unless you're trying to climb the fence.
Yeah.
And so on the darkest days, if I'm going to even call them that, I'm going to call them those humbling days.
Yeah.
It would always be somebody, you know, that would text me, call me, you know, providing support to me.
Mm-hmm.
That lets you know that's God. While y'all waiting on Charleston Heston and a Versace robe,
yeah,
that was a movie. That wasn't even real. That was a movie.
Yeah.
God works through people, circumstances, situations, and your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that is profound. What would you say was the biggest lesson you've learned from this whole ordeal?
Man, I was right.
Yeah.
That I was right. I mean, the biggest lesson is God has never let me down. He's not right. Going to let me down.
Right.
I got another 50 years left to live.
That's right.
You know, we're satisfied with some foolish beliefs. Well, if I can get to be 70. I remember years ago, I put up a post. I got an acquaintance named Miss Ernestine. She's a bodybuilder. And Ernestine ought to be about 80 now. Wow. But anyway, when I met her, I was speaking at the National Urban League Convention with MC Light and, you know, doing something there. And I think I saw her, we were seated near each other in the, for this gala that evening. And she walked up to me and had on a cat suit. And I'm talking about, this sounds perverted, but that was one fine ass old woman, you know, and she, and I'm not even going to say old woman, just woman. That woman got curves and what have you. And her husband tickled me. He trying to keep up with it. And I'm like, she going to kill that man. But the truth is that we settle, you know, and the story I was telling is I put up her picture next to another woman who was all bent over with her stockings tied and knots in the back. Mm-hmm. And it said, both these women are 70. Mm. Ernestine standing there holding a kettlebell with her shoulders cut and her waistline with her navel pierced now. And looking good, for real. Uh-huh. You know, and we have to stop and think, there is so much more, man.
Yeah.
What you're settling for and calling the life, so many people are stuck in survival mode. Like, well, you know, I don't care what come at me. I'm going to get back up. Mm-hmm. Idiot, that is not life. That's survival. You're stuck. You're not even living. You're in survival mode. And then some people get comfortable with just living. And they're like, well, you know, I got my needs are met. Okay, well, that's all you need, because that ain't all God's trying to give you.
That's right.
And then some people realize that, okay, well, I'm successful, whatever your definition that may be. Mm-hmm. It may be a black card in your wallet, a 700 plus credit score, or, you know, you ain't worried about money or whatever, but are you thriving?
Yeah.
And then if you're thriving, are you flourishing?
Sure.
There are levels.
Yeah.
And just whatever level you're on, there's always another one.
That's right. Well, that's very well said. So, Doc, as we wrap things up, 2022, man, what's next for you, 2022? I mean, you've been in the valley. Now you're rising back to that mountain again. What's next for you, 2022?
Probably placing in a fitness competition.
Okay.
More than likely, I think I might compete later this year.
Okay.
But being honest, just enjoying aging in reverse, just this year being the year that I look better than I did 15 or 20 years ago. Having my health be better than it's been over the last 40 years, 35 years. Doing $1 million in business this year. That's the beginning of it anyway.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. So, Doctor, as we wrap things up, two focuses of this podcast, purpose and resiliency. What last words can you leave our audience with around purpose and resilience?
Well, I'll say this. All things work together for the good of those who are called according to God's purpose.
Absolutely.
I suggest you figure out what that might be.
Yeah.
If you don't know, here's a hint. It's the one thing that you do so well that even your enemies have to testify that you're good at it.
That's right.
That's my definition. The other thing is, resilience is an opportunity. It's not a birthright.
Yeah.
You have to choose to be resilient.
Hmm.
As I stated moments ago, anything that is going to have a significant contribution to your life will come with disruption and travail. You can't give birth. You ask any woman who's birthed a baby naturally, even with C-section, mm-hmm. there was some travail before she gave birth. So whatever's being birthed in you, know that the travail is a sign that it's right around the corner.
That's right.
And I suggest that you don't abort your own child. And that child may be the birth of an idea, the birth of a brand, the birth of a new beginning, but don't abort it.
That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys have been pumped up and inspired by Dr. Yvonne Young. Great words. You're talking about a survivor, not just in 60 years, but over a whole 60 year span, you've been surviving and God has been lining your life up to be doing everything you're doing today. And you've been a blessing to us today. I really appreciate you. Hey, folks out there, subscribe to our podcast, Resilient Stories. Download it, share with your folks. We look forward to hearing from you. And again, Dr. Yvonne Young, appreciate you, brother. God bless everyone else out there. Peace and deuces, everyone.
God bless you.